Once community leaders had laid the groundwork for the Montgomery bus boycott, they took their case to the people. On December 5, 1955, a gathering at First Baptist Church launched the boycott with stunning oratory. On Monday night, a new generation reenacted speeches by leaders including Dr. King. NPR's Farai Chidea reports.
Now let's go back exactly 50 years this night.
Hope for serious business. We are here in a general sense. First and foremost, we are Americans.
To an automobile who use their automobiles and assisted other persons to get to work without charge.
The Montgomery bus boycott has begun.
Last night, Montgomery's First Baptist Church, once pastored by the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, rang with the speeches of the mass meeting 50 years ago, and with song. Reverend Al Sharpton headlined, but not before an introduction by 12-year-old Courtney Meadows. Make that Reverend Courtney Meadows.
I have the privilege of introducing Reverend Al Sharpton.
The new black conservatism. We're new blacks of a post-civil rights era. We see things different than they used to see it. No, you don't. You just scared.
It was red meat for the civil rights generation, and many of the younger celebrants clapped and nodded, too. Under the church's huge stained glass window, those gathered ranged from infancy to 90-plus years of age, including Johnny Carr, the best friend of Rosa Parks.
We have not accomplished everything yet. There's still a lot to do.
They were black and white, participants in the boycott, their children, and out-of-town visitors alike. One of the white celebrants was the current head of the Montgomery Improvement Association, an organization that helped plan the bus boycott. Today, long after the color line has fallen, crime has taken its place as a key concern of Montgomery residents. Kenneth Mullinax says the association is trying to change that.
We've just called for a citywide nonviolence summit between elected officials, ministers, and interested citizens. We've got to go neighborhood by neighborhood to stop the murders, and that's what we're doing today.
But educator Joe Reed points out that despite its problems, including crime, Alabama has changed, grown, evolved.
Montgomery has 4 black school board members out of 7. Montgomery has 3 black representatives in the House. Alabama is the only state in the nation where the legislature reflects the racial population.
It's easy to understand why the success of the Montgomery bus boycott resonates so long after the event. Ordinary citizens, gathered in Montgomery's churches and walking its streets, were able to upend the social order. They gathered again at First Baptist to prove that the civil rights spirit of self-sacrifice is not dead, and that the fiery activism of 50 years ago can be rekindled. Farai Chidea, NPR News.